KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Penny Nelson. California is taking dozens of drug companies to court, claiming they gouged the state's Medi-Cal program. Attorney General Bill Lockyer filed suit on behalf of the state yesterday, seeking triple damages and civil penalties against the pharmaceutical companies, claiming they falsely inflated the costs of drugs in a complicated pricing scheme. Lockyer said the cost to Medi-Cal could translate to hundreds of millions of dollars.
It may be a bitter pill for drug companies to swallow, but the days of prescription pricing fraud in California are over.
The lawsuit will likely be consolidated with similar suits in other states, including Illinois, New York, Florida, and Massachusetts. Southern California got a reminder of the darker days of the energy crisis of 2000 and 2001. Rolling blackouts hit as many as a half million customers yesterday afternoon when hot weather pushed the system and a key transmission line went down. Southern California Edison was asked by power officials to reduce demand and instituted rotating blackouts throughout the area. More triple-digit weather is expected for today. And you may be paying less for earthquake insurance in the future. The California Earthquake Authority has decided to cut insurance rates by more than 22%. If the State Department of Insurance signs off on the plan, most of the 600,000 insurance policies issued by the authority would see a fall in price by $100 to $600 per year, depending on the location and age of the building. California Senator Dianne Feinstein made a brief stop in San Diego yesterday to take a tour of the local VA Medical Center. Feinstein is the ranking Democrat on the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg has the story.
At San Diego's VA hospital, Senator Feinstein spent a few moments with some injured veterans. She also took a brief look at the prosthetic treatment center, where she saw some of the newest generation of artificial limbs. Feinstein says she's toured plenty of military bases, but she hasn't spent much time in VA hospitals.
So I thought, I'd like to do that, and I'd like to see what people are getting and, be sure that everybody gets state-of-the-art prostheses to the greatest extent we can.
Former Army Staff Sergeant Francisco Pinedo showed Feinstein his artificial right arm. He was injured in an explosion in Iraq about a year ago. Pinedo says it's taken him a while to get used to the new limb. Now he can't imagine functioning without it. Pinedo says he likes to give pep talks to other injured veterans.
Just to kind of give them some type of hope. I know what it's like being in their shoes, and just seeing somebody else with a prosthetic kind of gives you that sense that there is life after an amputation.
San Diego's VA hospital has treated about 2,000 veterans of the Iraq War. Officials say most of the troops injured in that conflict are treated at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
California is losing millions of tax dollars each year as film production crews head to other states and countries to make movies. This phenomenon of runaway production is nothing new, but now lawmakers in Sacramento are proposing a fix. Tamara Keith of KPCC has this report.
Orange County, California, home of privilege, perfection, and a criminal plot that threatens our national security.
The film Big Mama's House 2, set to be released later this year, takes place in California. But much of the Martin Lawrence comedy was filmed in Louisiana. According to a new study released this week by the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation, when a big-budget film is made somewhere else, California loses more than $10 million in potential tax revenue. Amy Lemish is director of the California Film Commission. She says in the last 10 years, major motion picture production in California has dropped by nearly 40%, and TV movies of the week are virtually gone. Lemish says California-based camera people, drivers, electricians, and grips are out of good bread-and-butter jobs.
Wherever I go, people are constantly coming to me saying, well, are you doing anything to help us? And I hear desperation from people working in the industry.
Many film crews now shoot in Canada and Australia. But some U.S. states, such as New Mexico and Louisiana, have also become adept at luring away production. Democratic Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez.
Many of these states have gone beyond just giving tax credits. They're building studios for them. They're training people to do all the necessary work so that you don't need to move people from one state to the other, and talent as well.
Nunez is backing AB 777, a bill which would provide monetary incentives to keep productions in the state. The legislation would give refundable tax credits of up to $3 million to film, commercial, and TV productions shot primarily in California. This type of credit offers cash refunds, even when no taxes are owed. Nunez says this isn't a plan for the state to cut big checks to major movie studios. It's an effort to keep middle-class production jobs in California.
If they go to another state, they're not going to go to California and say, let me take all my workers with me. They're going to go find employees in that state to do the job.
Some of the claims that are being made appear to be overblown.
Gene Ross is executive director of the California Budget Project, which recently did its own analysis of runaway productions. They found that in California, employment in the film industry has grown by 14% over the last year.
So I think there are two questions. First, is the industry in a state of crisis? And second, would tax incentives be an effective way to boost productions in California?
Ross says the answer to both those questions is no. She says California doesn't need to provide subsidies to the entertainment industry, especially when the state is already facing a multi-billion dollar deficit. AB 777 has the backing of many Hollywood players, including one of the world's most famous movie stars, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's expected to appear in the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee early next week. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Friday, August 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, and Tom Krimkowski. Jason Marsh and Lissa Mudd directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow, with help from Pat Flynn. Our interns are Rebecca Fury, Paula Rogers, and Deepthi Walarathna. Stacey Bond produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy, and our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.